Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you. Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stressless Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for Blind Spots by Dave Wurtzen. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 11:2. Greg is the wonder-working carpenter who has salvaged key pieces from our old house, brainstormed with my wife Mary, and then transformed them into something new to be strategically placed in our new home. One of the major things Mary and Greg did was knock out a wall to open things up to the light. To do this, they needed to place a large beam. One morning, Greg strolled out to the front yard where I was trying to transplant some St. Augustine grass. "Dave, look at this splinter." He was using his knife to carefully withdraw a tiny speck, all that was left of about an inch-long splinter that had driven itself into his hand earlier in the week. Tiny specks and massive beams. Jesus uses this contrast to warn us against hypocritically trying to correct others. But first he presents a word cartoon. Two blind men are struggling. Obviously, neither can see, but the leader insists he knows exactly where they're going. Let's look at what scripture then says. And he also shared a parable with them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will not both of them fall into a pit? Is a student above his master? Know this, whenever a student is fully trained, he will be like his teacher. Now tell me, why do you look at the tiny speck in your brother's eye, but you don't even notice the wooden beam in your own? How will you be able to say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that tiny speck out of your eye," when you don't even see the beam protruding from your own? Hypocrite, first remove the beam from your own eye. Then you will see clearly to remove the speck in your brother's. Luke 6:41-42. I need to remember that Jesus has said that once I did get the beam out of my own eye, I then could see clearly to remove the speck from my brother's. I also remember the red line I could see in Greg's palm and the pain even that little remaining sliver generated. Big sin or little sin, they both still hurt and threaten us with the pit, the results of wandering down the wrong path. Let's pray. Lord, please give us the wisdom to recognize our own mistakes and the courage to acknowledge them. Help us to grow a spirit of humility. Teach us to look first for the plank in our own eye before we turn to judge our neighbors. In your name, amen.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.